Good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumba Group Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional interests, a beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your saying, yarn up strong, Mob. I want to give a big shout out to all you Delhi Mob, especially up here in Cairns, the NAIDOC committee. Thank you very much for celebrating, organising Get Up, Stand Up, Show Up for our celebration for NAIDOC this year. We did really well up here in Cairns, far north Queensland. At the same time, as all operating with KIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, and a big shout out there to Daryl Harris and his deadly team at KIAF, another fantastic event, all happening in 1 week. So Cairns was crazy. To you Delhi Mob across this beautiful country of ours, happy NAIDOC and celebrate, stand up very strong. You did that, and that's what it's all about. And we're going to talk about all the different issues that are happening here on this program with our mob around the country. The Aboriginal flag to replace New South Wales flag atop Sydney Harbour Bridge. How deadly is that? The Aboriginal flag, which has been flown on Sydney Harbour Bridge as part of NAIDOC Week celebrations, will permanently replace the New South Wales flag. Go figure. Of course, the New South Wales government decided against spending $25 million on installing a new flagpole. How's that for cost, eh? $25 million for a flagpole. But anyway, that's been scrapped, and I believe they're going to use that money towards First Nation movements and in regard to health, employment and all the above, and I think money well spent. That money will now be allocated towards Indigenous initiatives. There's the statement there. The Aboriginal flag has been flown on Sydney Harbour Bridge as part of NAIDOC Week celebrations. And last month, the government announced plans to spend $25 million on installing a new third flagpole, refurbishing the existing two poles. However, public backlash about the cost of the project has prompted New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet to reconsider and instead making the temporary NAIDOC flag arrangement a permanent one. So to Delhi represent, we are operating. It is by a mile, it is trial by yard, baby, it's too hard, but inch by inch, the cinch, we are moving towards everything in regard to acknowledgement of our people, First Nation people of this country. And so we should, long time waiting. Our ancestors are still working strong with us. So fantastic. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Oh, now we'll run away.
Yeah! G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
You know it's hard to be lovers, but it's harder to be friends. Baby, pull down the covers, it's time you let me in. Baby, light a cup of candles, I'll just go ahead and lock the door. If you talk to me, baby, so we ain't strangers anymore.
Lay your head on my pillow, I sit beside you on the bed. Don't you think it's time we say some things we haven't said? It ain't too late to get back to that place, back to where we thought we were before. Why don't you look at me? So we ain't strangers anymore.
Sometimes it's hard to love me. Sometimes it's hard to love you too. Just hold me, baby, so we ain't strangers anymore. It's hard to find forgiveness when you just run out of light. It's hard to say you're sorry when you can't tell wrong from right. It would be so easy to spend your whole dead life just keeping score. So let's get down to it, baby, there ain't no need to lie.
Tell me who you think you see when you look into my eyes.
Let's put our two hearts back together, and we'll leave the broken pieces on the floor. Make love to me, baby, till we ain't strangers anymore.
Folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it some driving.
Tudelia Mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast here in the studios, BBM, Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM with Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry with your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong with Deadly Mob across this beautiful country of ours. A deadly program it is, and it is your program. Murray just steering the ship, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM, Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. So finish off with the celebrations of CIAF, Cairns Art Fair, that happened yesterday. And look, a part of the entertainment with CIAF this year, we had CIAF presenting the Aboriginal Comedy All-Stars. With that, we got Shawnee Chulber on the line, who was part of that. On the line, my brother, good morning. How are you, Shawnee?
You know what that was me shaking my
moyu. Shut your mouth. What are you doing? You're cooking up a storm there, you Shawnee. You back home, Townsville? Where you at?
Back in Townsville.
Yes.
Deville. You know, it was too dry in Cairns. I had to go back to beautiful green, lush green Townsville.
Knock off Townsville, they reckon. Mount Isa's on the ocean, they reckon. How are you, my brother?
Yeah, the other night, you
want
me to talk about it?
Yes, I did. I was in the audience, and you fired me up, my brother. Murray wanted to get on stage with you just too, Deadly. And also a big shout-out there to your colleagues who did a fantastic job. So tell us about how that all came about. CIAF presented it. When they get in touch with you to perform at the Aboriginal Comedy All-Stars, is it contacting you, then contacting Kevin Cropper-Pinier as well as Andy Saunders and Steph Tisdale, or do they contact you and you organise it? How does that work, brother?
Well, see, a few years ago, Kevin, he created the Aboriginal Comedy All-Stars.
Okay.
So there's a mainstream one as well, like Comet, and I think they're called Comedy All-Stars. So he was touring with them a bit. And then he decided, he is so passionate about just working in the black communities of Australia, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he really just prefers that. And, you know, me, I prefer to work in the Asian community.
What are you going to go there for, bro? I love you, my brother.
And Andy goes, the Indian community.
Yes.
The Amazon community. No, basically, so it's Kevin's baby, the Aboriginal Comedy All-Stars.
Yes.
And so they contact Kevin.
Okay. And you're part of the Comedy All-Stars. You are, aren't you?
Yeah. And I just MC it. And he just said, the problem with Kevin was he was originally the MC.
Oh.
Yeah, but I said, he's too strong as an MC. You know what I mean? Like,
well, you too, but you can do both, and you're both deadly. So which way?
Well, he's just too strong. Like, you know what I mean? You don't want the comedian blowing up everyone else on stage, you know what I mean?
Oh, thank you. And you come in a more, a lower, attitude towards growling them comedians if they're not doing right.
I don't know about growling Kevin, but basically, you know, I think the MC's job is to just be good enough that just warms the crowd but doesn't over, you know, not, who's not too better than the comics that are on, you know what I mean? Like, he knows he knows he can do whatever he needs to do.
Sure, thank you. Okay, yeah. You got to play it, like, don't you?
Playing five
to create the atmosphere and don't step out of the line is what you're saying.
Yeah.
They get a big note in your crack.
Sometimes you might get an MC and then all of a sudden he think he had the
bowler. Yeah, he taking over this fella. This is my show. What are you doing?
Meanwhile, you go, you know what? Not even a big note. You hold up there. Let's go. We'll go.
Now, you've shared the stage with all comedians, haven't you?
Yeah, with lots, yeah, with Dave Hughes, everyone.
Yeah, know? No, I mean like Andy Saunders and Steph Tisdale. Big shout out to those that deadly duo there, comedians in their own right. That's the first time I've seen them live on stage. I saw Kevin before. Always see you. You know what I mean? But just to have all four of them, it was fantastic, brother.
It was really good, and it's a really contrast, a variety of comics. You know what I mean? Like you got. You know, Andy with his beatboxing and his rap at the start, I don't know what the hell he was talking about.
Yeah, smash, knock off. They're mocking him now.
You know, we go. And then, but it was a really good contrast because you got Andy with his style.
Yeah.
And he's got that New South Wales style, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
And his
the Koori style.
Yeah, he's got the Koori style, which is, you know, very sleek, very good as well, and magical and all the rest.
Mm.
And then you've got Steph.
Yeah, deadly sister. And her mother was in the crowd too.
Her mother was in the crowd, apparently.
Yeah, and she's mocking mum and mocking the family and her upbringing, and then they're winking there at mother. Mother was in, laughing up strong.
Mother would have been there in the car park with daughter.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, true.
Straight and blows.
Knock off.
You know, like when the Migley fellas were like talking about the, you know, trading, you know, the export and import and all that.
Transport, export,
that's
import.
That's trading blows in the car park.
No, you don't. Behave yourself. too deadly. My brother also... Let the mob know. Well, we were talking about before Kayaf, you and I caught up. We did that camp with the – and big shout-out to Apuna Pima and regarding the Cape York Men's Health Camp. And you and I and big shout-out to Stephen Evans. Well, we cruised in the car together, my brother, deadly travel.
Man, you know, yeah.
But camping with the brothers up there, wasn't that fantastic, inspiring? And we had about 80-odd black fellas up there, deadly brothers, and we had good yarns, didn't we? We ran campfires for about 3 nights, 4 days, eh, brother?
It was so good. It was just, you know, really empowering. You know?
Hey, what they picking in here? We're trying to yarn here.
Yeah, they're trying to find another donut, I think. Yeah, because I bought one a donut and one has to have, like, Marty's has eyes on it and the other one's got a flame.
Well, you got to cut it in half evenly, you know, bro?
Yeah, they just make me weak, you know?
Yeah, it was a deadly camp at Hopewell, wasn't it? Cape York Men's Health Camp.
Shout out to Bernard, eh?
Big Bernard David, yeah. Big shout out, Bernard David. Too deadly, Muley. Deadly, fantastic. A deadly organiser, and he's so passionate in his job, isn't he?
Yeah, and it's good to have that kind of fire
yeah.
You know, in the community, you know, that just drive... you know, such, you know, and the results are, you know, really, you know, positive and great that come out of it as well, where these guys are just, you know, just, it's all about, you know, when your phone's playing up or the computer's playing up, what do you got to do? You switch it off and on, and that's exactly what happened with the guys getting away and that, and,
you know. Brother, well, we had grown men crying around campfire. Yeah, we walked a mile in each other's shoes. We had some deadly yarns, D&M, yeah, deep and meaningful, emotional, but also full of laughter, full of mock. It was powerful. And they did that. The last time they did was about 2006. This should be an annual event across this country. All our brothers should be having these camps, you know what I mean, to instill in us, like to be a true warrior of the 21st century, I'm saying, bro.
Exactly. You know, we're talking about, you know, how to cope with within our family lives and our community lives and our personal lives and just where we are.
Exactly.
You know, where we are within, with each other as well,
Too deadly, my brother. Too deadly. So what's on the cards now with Shawnee Chulbro? Do you quiet down a bit or are you still going crazy for up-and-coming events?
Well, I'm going to do a tour of Billabong Sanctuary soon with the kids.
Knock off.
No, but you know that All-Star show?
Yes.
The next time they tour that, guess where they're going?
Where?
They're big out in the holes in Scotland.
Scotland?
Yeah.
Well, actually, Kevin was talking on stage that he did a gig over in Scotland and he had to bring out that Murray humour. Sometimes went over their head. He said, you might need to stand up so I can hit your fur in the forehead. You're missing it. Are you going to be part of that over Scotland?
Yeah, I'll be a part of that, and it's a tough crowd. It's tough.
Well, Shawnee, I've been working out. I can carry your bags there for you, my brother. Be your bodyguard, that sort of stuff, you know?
You ring Kevin. You ask if you can go.
Kevin, cuss, hook me up.
One of the ladies,
I cooked your bully while you mob on stage. I cooked the bully and rice there. Get it ready for you, mob.
Yeah.
Take me a cook.
Haggis and rice. We'll have to have over in Scotland.
So when does this happen in Scotland? Shawnee Chulbro, the comedy all-stars.
Our show was the 3rd of August.
3rd of August. Okay, bro. Good. There it is.
And it'll be so good, man. I can't wait.
Are you eating while you're talking to me?
How'd you know?
Well, the tone went another kind, a little bit different there, brother.
Yeah, because, you know,
I'm a professional. This is a national talk break program. It's a national program, brother. What are you eating while you're talking to me for?
So we're talking, like, it's going everywhere. Is that what we're saying?
That's what we're saying, brother.
Usually you might give me the heads up and say, we're on the air right now.
We're on the air right now, bro. We're on the air.
I wouldn't have been eating.
So if I call you just good ways as brother in the street there on the phone, sitting on the Esplanade, then you'll just chew on T-bone steak while we're yarning. But the fact I didn't say we're on air, you didn't go professional. Yeah.
Well, you know what it is, Trendy.
What's that, bro?
How you make us all feel. You make us feel really relaxed.
You're deadly, my brother. You got it at that one, my cuss. You got it at that one. Too deadly.
Yeah, and I would love it if you got on stage with us and emceed or even did a straight set.
Oh, for Mark, like, that's about all, brother. I'm not at your level for comedy, but I can steer the night for you. Too deadly, my brother.
No, I'd love it if you.
Well, hey, make that yarn for Kevin Cropper-Pinier. Tell him I can steer it, brother. I'll flick you an invoice right now.
Because we actually need someone to fill in for Scotland.
There you go. Murray put an application on air right now. Got to feed them picking and haven't eaten for 3 days. Which way?
Imagine that, eh?
My brother. Listen, you'll share them donuts with them picking and eat. Thank you for the yarn, my brother. And I just wanted to say congratulations. Did a fantastic job. And big shout out also to Andy Saunders. Of course, Kevin Cropper-Pinery. Steph Tisdale, she was deadly. And thank you very much for sharing laughter here at Cairns Indigenous Art Fair on Friday night there, my brother.
Well, you know, like, Cairns is the leading black arts in this country.
Brother, yep, compliments. You know, and big shout-out to all our mob who have art exhibitions. But I hear what you're saying, my brother. They do a really good job up here at Cairns.
The culture is alive. You've got all the dancers there. You got the culture there. Everything is there, you know. It's just you feel it, you know.
So
it was so easy for us to just slot in and just
dovetail in.
Yeah, we knew that all the dancers and the fashion show and all that already. Yeah, the bar was there, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Created the nice platform for you mob just to do your thing and polish it off, brother.
Yeah, that's it. Polish it off. Yeah, Russell. Mr.
C. You dearly, my brother. One love. Shona Chuba, we'll be in touch, cuss.
All right. Thank you very much, Trendy. And warn beautiful. Me next time we're on air.
I'll warn you next time we're on air. Shut up. beautiful yarn there, Shawnee Chulbra, yarning up strong there. And just congratulate him, the work that he did at the Aboriginal Comedy All-Stars. Fantastic job. And big shout-out once again to Cairns and Digi's Art Fair. And speaking of promoting stuff, the Isa Rodeo, that's happening, 2022. Man Isa Minds, they have an Indigenous event as well. Man Isa Rodeo Indigenous, happening on the 11th of August. And look, gates open 4 p.m., radio commencing 5 p.m., look, there's food and Outback Traders, Aboriginal giftware, Aboriginal art exhibitions, and the hats off to the Man Isa Rodeo and allowing this space to happen, an Orgill Indigenous Rodeo happening coincide with the Man Isa Rodeo. They also have Baker Boy performing, entertaining program, plus a celebration of culture with the Sundowners, cultural Tungu dancers, the Desert Dust Dance Group, and also DJ Deadly Jacob. That's all happening. We're going to catch up a yarn with our Patrick Cook, who's one of the organisers for the Indigenous Radio there at the Isa Radio. We're going to be yarning with him tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. That's about 11:30 a.m. Queensland time. Tickets for the event is $10. And so there's a date claiming you mob from the 11th of August. And you can check out the Man Isa Radio. So there it is. Murray from the Curry, very excited about promoting that. And looking forward to having a deadly yarn with Patrick Cook. Stay tuned. Your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say here, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text a brother, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Thank you. Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
I've been waiting on my good luck horse to run round the track again. When all the pieces fall to the floor, you put them back again. I bet my bottom dollar on everything I got on you to come through.
Deadly track there, Getaway Car, Busby and Roo, and here is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up, strong, you mob, 1-800-422-416. Hope you celebrated NAIDOC very well, you mob. It's powerful in regard to us mob getting together. It's showcasing our culture, also a bridge builder, building bridges there with our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters, and educating the people of the world about our existence as First Nation people of this big island. So big shout out to you all, happy NAIDOC, and like I said, NAIDOC and... and we talk about celebrations, NAIDOC week. Now we celebrate every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. But we open that space to educate and bring us all together, black and white, too deadly. Let's look at top stories in news here on National Talk Black with the Bully One here, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host. Give me a call. Have your say, 1-800-422-416. But the top stories in the news, Jason Roberts found not guilty of murdering police officers. Kikrius can go one of two ways after Wilderman. This moment answered in. Five reasons interest rates won't rise as high as predicted. The drinking law that could soon be strapped in Queensland. We cannot retreat. Business warn a return to work from home won't work for them. Four key ways to tell if you're an empath or just an empathetic person. There you go. Trending stories breaking through. Your mouth is bad for you. A mass migration. Victorians leave the state of record rate in pandemic. I never seen it before. Used vehicle prices tip to remain sky high for foreseeable future. Ukraine has 1 million ready for a fight back to recapture South. Suns coach reveals halftime message that sparked incredible fight back. Silence over top cops assassination is deafening. Celebrity family feud 2022 lineup. All the celebs taking part of this year. So they're the news, top new headlines for the news for today. Have your say and yarn up strongly, mob. Let's not forget State of Origin happening on Wednesday. Brisbane, Suncorp Stadium, the decider. And look, go the Maroons, all the best Queensland. Maybe you want to talk about that, but we've got about 30 minutes left on the program. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
I don't want no woman forever hanging around. fun. Then before they realise, I moved on to another.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. We're going to catch over Jan with someone on the line. Someone, good morning.
Good morning, brother. I just got the tail end of your Jan with Shawnee Chill, but did they have a workshop here, a comedy workshop?
Yeah, they had all part of KIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, and on their program they had the Aboriginal Comedy All-Stars perform on the Friday just passed, at the Tanks.
Yeah, Mr. Did they always have those things down south, eh? Like if you want somebody to have a go, you know, they didn't have that though, eh?
Yeah, no, they didn't. No, it was just the four comedians, Andy Saunders, Kevin Cropper-Pinier, and Steph Tisdale with Shawnee Chulbra on stage. Deadly night, brother.
Yeah, I reckon. But anyway, brother, on that NAIDOC, me and you, Brisbane, they're going to have a theatre next year, eh?
Who's that? The ball, NAIDOC ball?
Yeah. In Brisbane, eh?
Yeah, and we do our own here in Cairns, but yes, they do have a national ball. I believe in Brisbane is happening next year, yes.
And, you know, brother, it's up to us, the public, to nominate people, eh?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And anyway, brother, you know, like, they got that innovation, like, you could pick for somebody for innovation. I reckon that could be given a new name, brother. I reckon that could be given the David Deniapon Award. Because, man, he was way ahead of his time, eh, brother?
Yeah, true. Second that, brother. I agree.
Okay, brother. Thank you very much.
No, thank you. All the best, someone. Take care, brother. Beautiful Jan there, that's regular caller, and that's Selwyn having his say. We've got 7 minutes left on the program, you mob, and Jan up strong here. We are getting ready for our local Cairns show happening next week as well. So Bumma Bipper Media will be broadcasting from there, and we'll have all our Jans as well. So add to the conversation here, 1-800-422-416.
Goulburn jail's a lonesome place at night. Yes, Goulburn jail's a lonesome place at night. The moonlight turns these dirty walls to white. Dreaming every day of a love so far away. Goulburn jail's a lonesome place at night. It's a bitter day of sorrow when you drink that cup of shame. You're branded with a number. They take away your name. At night, you are surrounded. Four dirty whitewashed walls. You listen to the warder as he makes his nightly calls. Maybe you are dreaming of the one you love so well. When suddenly you're awakened by the ringing of a bell. You rise and fold your blankets as you listen to each chime. It's a bitter sad reflection for my boy, you're doing time. Yes, Goulburn jail's a lonesome place at night. The moonlight turned these dirty walls to white. Dreaming every day of a love so far away. Yes, Goulburn jail's a lonesome place at night. Life's a steep one. dreary climb. Twice as long, twice as steep, when you know you're doing time. Twice as long, twice as steep, when you know you're doing time. You know you're doing time. Yeah, my boy, you're doing time.
That's Charlie Anderson here on your daily program, National Talk Blacks. Come the time where Trendy Trev signs off for today. I'm back in the hot seat again tomorrow, you mob. That daily number is 1-800-422-416. 24-7, you can text our brother 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page, we're at BBM 987 FM.